Congratulations to the 2017 National Proficiency winner in the area of food science and technology from the state of Ohio, Ann Shelby. Ann, tell us a little bit about your SAE.
All right, so my SAE consisted of three different research projects. The first project, I wanted to see whether certain fruits were more nutrient dense than others. My second project, I researched a paper for the World Food Prize to see if you could solve issues with food insecurity in foreign countries. My third project that I did involved the preservation of eggs. I found that if I used coconut oil to coat the eggs, they would keep shelf stable with no refrigeration for over 30 days with no changes in the pH, mass loss or viscosity to the eggs. This would be a really applicable thing for people to use in food pantries as a stable source of protein, and also would be a very teachable and easy method to teach in third world countries, particularly in West Africa.
How'd you get your start?
Okay, so I got started in this SAE. I began through 4-H. I took a lot of nutrition projects. I also had chickens from the time I was 9 through present. When I was in high school, I really started my research because I took a food science class, and that was really, really interesting to me. So I just kind of took it from there.
What would you say is one of your greatest accomplishments throughout this whole process?
I would say one of my greatest accomplishments throughout this whole process was knowing exactly what I wanted to do from here on out. Being a senior last year and getting selected for this, it really helped me to go through this research and find exactly what I wanted to do, which is now chemical engineering. It helped me spark my interest in research, and now I want to do that as a career. I want to do that for the rest of my life.
Though accomplishments are great, challenges also come up. What would you say is one of the biggest challenges that you had to overcome, and how did you overcome that challenge?
The biggest challenge that I had to overcome wasn't so much time management, because that happens to everybody, but mine was more of a financial issue. I was removed out of my parents' home when I was 11 years old, and I was placed in the care of my grandparents. Sort of towards the end of my freshman year, my grandfather died, and so did a lot of the income that we had coming into our household had to go with that. So it was sort of a life change for us. I also have an autistic brother, so I had to focus a lot of my time taking care of him, and I found that through research projects, you know, winning different money and sponsors to keep myself going through these projects was a way that I could continue to do my research.
What piece of advice would you give to an FFA member that would want to be in your shoes someday here at the National Convention as a proficiency winner?
Find what you love and keep going and don't stop no matter what.
Is there anyone you want to thank? Anyone that's helped you get to where you are today?
I want to thank my grandmother for always supporting me and everything I've done. I want to thank my sister, too, just for always being there, even when I'm being difficult. And also my advisor for really trying to help me through this entire process.
What's your future looking like?
My future, I'm hoping to get a bachelor's in chemical engineering at Ohio University and continue doing research, solving issues related to food insecurity with that degree.
Once again, congratulations to the 2017 National Proficiency winner in the area of food science and technology from the great state of Ohio, Ann Marie Shelby. Reporting for National FFA, I'm Thomas Shaw.